Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Bubble Boy may join us, you know, as we finish out the show today, but he's out traveling for the holidays. So we'll let him, we'll give him a pass, you know, for the last show of 2019. I think it's fair. Do you agree, CJ, or no?
Yeah,
he's no, you don't. I don't think you do. I think you're holding a grudge or something.
No, my mic wasn't turned on.
Oh, is that what it was? I'm not sure if that's
accurate.
Don't
try to mask your errors.
I don't think that's accurate. People can plainly see from Facebook Live where
we're
you are.
Like a minute in and already.
Oh, hell is broke loose.
Technical errors.
We can make all the mistakes that we want today because this is the last show of 2019. We start anew. In 2020 here in just week from today. So whatever mistakes we make today don't count.
Cool. So we can cuss and swear?
No, we don't want to. We really don't want to do that. Okay. So I
so
hope
not,
the Scuba Radio
mistakes.
Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is listening because they're the ones I'm more worried about as opposed to you and I. That would include Barry the Bugger, Walt DeMartini, which I'm assuming it's Walt DeMartini and not Julio or
Mr. Gomez.
He is having technical
It's Walt
issues.
Today.
It is Walt. He sounds
for hour one anyway.
Dr. Yeah. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, he definitely turned into Julio last week as we had our Christmas Crapstravaganza show.
If you missed that, go listen.
Yeah, and we apologize in advance. Absolutely, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well.
Woohoo!
And
what's going on?
Trying to keep everybody in check. And then, if that weren't enough, we have, we have Kristen, Mermaid Kristen with us. Kristen, how are you?
I am doing great. I am definitely, definitely looking forward to this new year.
That's yes, I bet. Because, we had some great adventures in 2019. Kind of like we're kind of greasing the wheels for Kristen to get her into the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, mindset. Or kind of wedging her in there a little bit. See how she would fit? No?
Is that your choice of words.
Look at this.
Not great.
Okay. Well, I apologized in advance, so that's all that matters. But yeah, she is here. She's
look at
share.
What I've done for you, Greg.
What did you do?
I brought
Jerry?
You Mermaid Kristen.
You did.
And an award this year.
Yeah, you know what? Jerry the Diver Guy has performed in ways that we didn't think were possible. For 2009, he's really outdid himself. So he has set the bar really high for 2020. And
those handcuffs I just heard?
No,
no, he's been popping beers all afternoon.
Popping beers.
I just popped a bottle of Kraken open too.
Oh, well, it's one of those type of New Year's Eve celebrations,
oh,
is it?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Crapstravaganza has extended into New Year's Eve, just the way the calendar worked this year.
Just hit Jerry, hit the mute button when you hurl.
Right. So anyway, what we want to do is try to make up for last week by actually talking about
that'd be hard.
Ooh. Yeah. Favorite dives.
You might need two shows for that.
Yeah, that's right. Last week we played so many annoying songs and stuff, so we kind of got to get back on the right track, for the new year.
Happy New Year to you!
Oh! Yeah, see? Happy. Okay. See, there's... Well, maybe these aren't much better as far as the song choices that we've made. CJ is the producer.
No.
What?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure? I mean, where do you get the little chipmunks doing that? That's pretty impressive.
That's not me. That's you. I have nothing to do with this.
DJ, this is your fault. I thought we burned that.
Barry, you know he's lying.
Yeah, I know he is.
He produces his own show.
I have never taken liberties with the truth.
Greg is the host, creator, and executive producer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Director.
Yeah, anyway.
Lead actor.
All right, so we have more annoying songs that are like carried over from the Crap Extravaganza that actually have a little bit of a New Year's Eve type of vibe to them. However, I just to, you know, warn everybody, well, I mean, they'll be grateful for this. None of them involve Jerry the Diver Guy singing.
Do any of them appeal to listeners over the age of 6 years old?
Boy, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
I want to work on your demographics.
No, because we want to reach out to
the
kids.
Do you know what your demographics are?
We're trying to grow the world of diving, you know, the sport, to all generations. Oh, not
so
just
there's a method. He's run half the daggone scuba squad off already.
That's right. Exactly.
There's a method to your madness.
We're going
to
die off in the next year, probably. So we got to, you know, cultivate the younger
speak
generation.
Speak for yourself, man.
Yeah. I mean, we got people like, you know, Kristen. She's on the younger side. So, Kristen, you kind of dug that tune, didn't you? You like that?
I dug it.
Yeah.
She dug a hole for it.
Did she say?
Bury it.
She put plugs in her ears and started talking on
herself. No, I don't think.
Sounds like something I would hear babysitting my friend's 5-year-old.
Okay, well, that's what I was going for. So, mission accomplished. All right. So, you know, and because, you know, those kids that you babysit, you got to suck them into the diving world.
Greg, do you have any knitting needles or like letter openers laying around I can just jam into my ear?
No sharp objects are allowed in the studio. I've learned that from years of doing this because when
including Greg's wit.
When the guests have that.
Oh, zing.
Egg, name.
Damn, Barry.
That's not that very nice.
Wow.
Especially when I was just going to say.
Uncalled for.
We don't allow sharp objects in the studio because guests might grab them and stab me in the eye. So it's more of a protective measure.
Why would someone do that?
Yeah, well, I've learned. Anyway,
I didn't even get virtual coal from the Crap Extravaganza.
What? Wait,
first of all, you can't get anything.
I didn't even get virtual coal. I can't say it.
Yeah, if you can't say it, you're not going to get squat.
Are you drunk?
I think that's pretty obvious.
No, I'm drinking tea, actually.
Yeah, with rum in it. Who knows? Anyway, it's not going to get much better than last week, other than we are going to take the opportunity to reflect on a great year. This really has been, obviously, a great year, you know, partly because of Jerry the Diver Guy. We got this Diving Community Champion of the World Award from the NEMA organization. That was a big milestone for Scuba Radio, but
you deserved it.
We had some great dives this year. We really had some amazing adventures, and I'll tell you, 2020 looks even better for me. I don't know about you losers, but man, even by the end of January, I mean, I'm going to be checking off some big boxes. So we have a lot of stuff to look forward to, at least I do. And, you know, you guys, you hanger-ons, you're eventually going to be able to benefit from some of this stuff. So, you know, I say that just because I can.
Yeah, because we're going to have a scuba squad party, Greg, and you're not invited.
Well, maybe you have it while I'm away. That's fine. You can go talk amongst yourselves while I go enjoy the diving in the Maldives
around,
with Explorer Ventures.
We're going to be underwater.
And checking off some boxes. Going to the boot show for the first time. Jerry Beatty is going to join us from Dive Training Magazine here in just a bit because he has a lot to reflect on for 2019 as well, including my trip to the Red Sea. And, you know, last week I announced we released the video of my Red Sea adventure with Explorer Ventures. And that video is up there at scubaradio.com now, so you can go check it out. But it's out there, and we released it last week because I wanted to put it out as the same time as the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza. So the bar would be so low as far as the singing when you compare the singing from Dive Like an Egyptian, which I did do. And put on that video and created this little music video. I figured if I released it, you know, with all the other Crap Extravaganza stuff that we had from Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, the Drunken Santa, or Jerry the Diver Guy, that people would think I am like a Pavarotti of singers.
I don't think that worked.
Are you sure?
Anybody think that worked?
No. What do you mean, no? Kristen, you saw the video, or have you? Have you seen it yet?
I don't get on Facebook too frequently, but I guess now I'll have to check it out.
Okay, listen, you know what? You're in luck.
Watch it with the sound down.
No. It's dive like a little spoof of Walk Like an Egyptian, Dive Like an Egyptian. And if you missed it, I'm going to play a little clip of it next, right here on our end of year.
Please don't.
That means y'all got time to put earplugs in.
Special favor, please don't.
No. It's kind of like the Crap Extravaganza 2.
I like this
sequel
less than the ukulele.
It's a ukulele, loser. And you're going to hear it whether you like it or not next, as well as Jerry Beatty. So, you know, one of those reasons would be worth sticking around. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Moody. I'm one of your dive guides on the Grand Sea Explorer. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now he's my close personal friend because he picked me to say this. Greg the Dive Master.
All the diving sites one assumes the Red Sea is a place to get below. Just one fin kick
away.
Why we love it on Scuba Radio. All the day dive boats will make you smile. They share the same site, but don't you fret. The liveaboard lifestyle.
Away.
Back home, you watch the sunset. Diving times without any gripes, eh?
We listen to Scuba Radio.
You're a real talent.
Dive like an Egyptian.
I don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't singing.
Dive like an Egyptian.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note.
I don't know if that's accurate. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Diving Like an Egyptian is what we did towards the end of October with Explorer Ventures in the Red Sea. I should say, when I say we, I mean me and Jerry Beatty, who is with us from Dive Training Magazine right now. Well, are you having issues there, CJ? What's going on?
Sorry, that song literally just made me sick.
Okay. Well, you can always turn the sound down and watch the video there at scubaradio.com. Yeah, you don't have to listen to it, but as you can tell, it's worth listening to. Simon Cowell said I had a talent.
He said you had no talent.
No, he said I had a talent. It just wasn't singing.
The talent for running everybody off.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Well, actually, we got two Jerrys.
We do.
We do. We got Jerry, the diver guy, and Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine.
Me and Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, geez.
Oh, God.
It's not Dive Training, the best dive magazine there is. I love reading
it. Well, there you go. See? I didn't, you didn't even pay him to say that, Jerry. So,
no.
So there you go.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that magazine. Right. It's not
He's brown nosing.
It's
That's
one
what
of the
is.
Best magazines. It
no,
has
it's
all
true.
Kind of information.
That is absolutely true. So
we'll take all the compliments we can get.
Exactly. And he says the same thing about my singing, too, Jerry. So just so you know.
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
No, no.
There's not thanks for clarifying that.
There's not enough machinery in the world to fix that voice.
Okay, just be quiet. I'm going to turn his microphone off.
Turn your microphone off next time you try to sing.
Stop it, you. We're supposed to be more positive as we finish out 2019.
Trying to, man.
And reflect on all the great diving that we had.
Just look at it this way, yo.
Yeah.
We're trying to raise the bar for next year.
Mm. That's not very hard.
That's right. Well, I don't know. We actually try to lower the bar because we're divers.
It's like a limbo contest is what it is.
How low can we go?
But hey, maybe that's the last time we have to hear that song this year.
Wrong. It's on an endless loop.
Fire the tape.
This is how you should celebrate the new year going into 2020. Just play that.
That's going to become an HR
dive
issue.
Like an Egyptian. Over and over and over again.
No.
Yeah.
God, no.
Yeah, you should do that. It'll inspire you to want to go dive the Red Sea. I mean, it captured a lot of the energy and experience that we had. Would you agree with that, Jerry Beatty? What do you think?
It captured something, Greg.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
Thank you for that ringing endorsement. Okay, let's say you turn the volume down. And you just watch the video. What about it in that sense? We got some good footage. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we did. And it was only a small, small fraction of what we saw. Every dive was like just you came back and you couldn't even talk about it for 10 minutes because you were just flabbergasted.
So true. Yeah, one dive we had a thresher shark, manta ray, and oceanic white tips. It was
awesome.
Truly remarkable. So, you know, I got to ask, was that one of your favorite dives of 2019, Jerry? What do you think?
Absolutely. But I was trying to remember what our first dive trip of 2019 was. And I said, we did so many, Greg. Was it St. Kitts down to Montserrat? Was
That's
that the
right.
first one we started?
That was an amazing trip.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like a long time ago.
It does. We had so many great experiences in 2019. It's hard to say which was the best. And, you know, and it is a question you get as a diver, especially from the non-diving folks, your topside friends. They say, okay, you're a diver. You know, what's the best place to go diving in the world? And I'm sure you agree with me, Jerry. I always say, well, it's the next place I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely. Best dive's next dive.
That's right. What do you mean cop out? That's not a cop out. It's the truth because you never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to experience, CJ.
That's what you're looking forward to, but that's not your favorite this year. That's not in the past.
Well, no. If someone asked me.
It's a non-answer.
It is not a non-answer.
Yes,
because
it is.
It's impossible to narrow it down to one.
No,
you
it's
can
not.
You can have some like favorite areas.
Then why did you tell like all of five. Us have your favorite dive ready to talk about if it's impossible?
No, I said of 2019, what was your favorite dive you did in 2019? That was the homework assignment for the show today. So we can share that and do that. Now you're arguing with me. How dare you?
Because you're not answering it yourself.
Oh, turn off your mic. I turned off his mic. You saw that, didn't you? I'll let it back on for now.
Okay.
But that's one strike. So
that's
anyway.
All I have to do to get out of this?
Okay, anyway.
Lucky man.
So, of all those experiences, Jerry, I mean, you know, the Red Sea was an amazing thing. But like you said, Montserrat, St. Kitts, when we went there, Explore Adventures 2, that was an amazing adventure. Yeah. It is hard to narrow it down.
Yes. It is. We got Saba on that trip, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Saba.
Yeah. It was just an amazing adventure that we got to do. So we get to do all these different experiences. But the thing is, as far as the type of diving that you experience really can change week in and week out. It just depends on the particular time that you're out there diving, as far as what you see. Now, they said when we were out on the Grand Sea Explorer there in the Red Sea, that it was pretty, that was a fairly typical week. And it was kind of hard to believe because of all the cool stuff that we saw underwater, especially. But I guess that's why it's consistently rated as one of the top five dive destinations for pretty much every diver that's been there. And you've gotten that over the years as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing about the Red Sea trip, we had plenty of people to document what we saw because there were plenty of people.
That's true. And I think I caught that in the video. There's one scene where I panned the camera around in kind of a selfie mode, and I bet there must have been 30 divers under at least in the shot. And that is not a common, you know, visual that you get underwater. But that said, you know, that could be a turnoff for a lot of people. But that said, we had an amazing time, and they seemed to manage the crowds quite well. It's kind of like going to a, you know, a national park like Yosemite or someplace like that and seeing a bunch of people there, but you still have an amazing experience because you go off and see things by yourself and things like that. So it didn't really affect our encounter with the Red Sea and all the critters. They seemed to be fairly acclimated to all the numbers that we were seeing.
That's exactly right.
Unique to that part of the world.
You can't let that be a reason not to go to the Red Sea.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some other divers on almost every dive, but the experience is there, and it's the diver pressure's not
worth the trip. Orleans. Worth the trip for sure. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on this last broadcast for 2019.
Thank God.
And CJ is in the studio with me providing moral support. I appreciate that.
You can do it, buddy.
I'm going to stab
you. It can only get better.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web. That includes Captain Walt DeMartini, Jared the Diver Guy, Barry Zibugger. Mermaid Present. Kristen is with us as well. We're going to get some updates from her and what her highlights of 2019 were for underwater here coming up. And tell Scuba Matt to quit doing that. What is he doing over there, guys?
He's trying to load.
We're working on it, Greg. You may have to reset the board.
Yeah, so. Okay. Just tell him, you got to stay off there, Scuba Matt. What the heck's the matter with you, man? Matt. What's going on? He's trying to join the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which he can do, but... you know, he's having some technical difficulties working out the details. So we'll figure that out, maybe by next year.
Some weird kind of time portal.
I think we got him now, Greg.
You think?
We could do it at the next break.
Well, we'll see about that. But we got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine with us, though. So we got to chat with him and let him go on to more important things. Because he didn't have time to waste with us. Right, Jerry? I mean, you want to get on and get off.
Get on and get out.
That don't sound right, Greg.
It didn't sound right at all.
We're ending 2019 really well, aren't we?
Once again, we can make all the mistakes we want today because we start anew in 2020, just a week away.
Clean dive slate.
That's right. But as far as, we touched on a couple of trips that Jerry and I did together for 2019, Saba St. Kitts, Maserat, we did that special itinerary, Explorer Adventures, the Red Sea, which you can see the video there at scubaradio.com now. But we got to look forward to 2020. And you know, because Jerry Beatty dives way more than I do and travels 10 times more than I do. So we'll get into that a little bit more next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And then, we'll get them off and get them out. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
A little bit.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web here on the last show for 2019. As well as Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He's kind of part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, but I don't know if he really wants to be associated with such a raucous group. So he's kind of his own. He's on his own little island. You know what I mean? So he's more of like
kind of more counselor, I think.
Yes. Counselor.
You're an instigator, Jerry.
I try.
Sounding board, a therapist, maybe. Might be more appropriate for, you know, how I work with Jerry. But it's an honor to have him as a friend and have him on the show. And we're going to do another adventure coming up here at the end of January. And I am really looking forward to this trip with Explorer Ventures to the Maldives. And this will be my fourth trip to the Maldives. And it'll be your second one. Is that right, Jerry?
Correct. Yep. Yep. Okay. And, you know, and we're preempting that with a trip to Germany for the largest dive show in all of Europe. And we're going to do that for a few days before we head down there.
Yeah. The boot show.
The boot show.
That's what they call it. Boot in Germany means boat. So they have boats. They have, you know, water sports things. It's like six or seven big conference centers of these different aspects of water sports. And one of those arenas or facilities houses all the diving. And supposedly it's massive. It's a huge, huge event. I've heard about it for years. And I wanted to go, and we finally worked it out with our friends from Explorer Ventures to go spend a few days. 10-day event, by the way. We're going to be there for 3 days of it.
Cool. I look forward to seeing your video sometime in, like, 2024.
Oh, man. Really?
You guys need a mermaid to go with you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Kristen, it sounds like it's on Mermaid Kristen's list to knock on. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go check it out. And maybe we can make that happen, Kristen. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. And yeah, you know, the problem is with this, Jerry. I don't know if you've thought about this too. I love the idea of going to Germany. I've never been there. It's been on my list, but we're going in the heart of winter, and I'm not really too keen on that. It's like going to the dive show in Chicago in the dead of winter, I love everybody in Chicago. Don't get me wrong, but I never really enjoyed the part of having to go to Chicago in February, you know, the kind of thing. So I'm hoping that the novel aspect of going to Germany for the first time will kind of get us to look past the potential of these temperatures being in the 30s or below. You know what I mean?
Well, being a Florida boy like you are, it's going to seem colder than because Texas does have its winter.
Right.
But I've been tracking it. They've got a warm front across Europe, and it's predicted to be in mid-low 60s.
Oh, so, God bless global warming. Yeah. No, I don't.
We may luck out here.
Let's hope. We can only hope.
That show's like a month away, though.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to predict the weather for tomorrow, let alone.
It's a sprawling 34 degrees in Berlin.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's only a couple weeks from now, Greg.
It is. Well, it is.
Weeks. Man, that's true. It's sneaking up on us.
It's going to be here quick. And, you know, the plus side is in Germany, they have this stuff called beer.
Yeah.
So if you get too cold, you just drink enough of that and you don't care how cold it is. You'll go out naked.
German beer is different. You might enjoy it. It has a different flavor than what we have here.
I don't care if it has flavor. I just want to make sure it'll get you there faster.
It's good.
It's right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
that's real beer.
We're not diving, so we might as well be drinking and talking about diving, which is kind of like
what we always do.
That's what we do every Saturday here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. But yeah, last time I had a scheduled trip to the Maldives, I had a little incident 4 days before and had to have open heart surgery. So, you know, there's a few other reasons why I kind of want to get this one checked off the list, too. You know what I mean? On a personal note, it'll be nice to get back out to the part of the world. Maldives, one of my favorite places to dive in the world by far, and especially coming on the heels of our trip to the Red Sea, Jerry. It's going to be a good comparison, I think, you know, or just a reference to see, how they relate to each other. Because before, I mean, I remember the first time I went to the Maldives, I had just been on a trip a few weeks before to the Galapagos with you. You remember that?
I'll never forget that trip.
Yeah. And that was just an amazing adventure. And the water was a little bit on the chilly side, but oh my gosh, we saw everything. And it was just a awesome, awesome adventure. But when I went to the Maldives, I ended up seeing a lot of the same critters. We saw whale sharks, hammerhead and stuff. They were scattered out a little bit more, unlike the Galapagos, where it's like, you know, sensory overload, everything all at once. And you're like, holy crap. But I saw a lot of the same stuff in warmer water. So I ended up thinking like, oh my gosh, these Maldives are pretty awesome. I think this is more me. The Maldives are more me than the Galapagos because of the warm water. And I still get to see all the critters, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm anxious to kind of, you know, set the, you know, my reference. My diving reference.
Yeah. I'm excited too to see the new Explorer Venture boat out there. We haven't been on that boat before, and that's going to be exciting.
Oh, it will be amazing. If the pictures are any indication, we're in for quite a treat. They do their diving a little different in the Maldives, on a different level, it seems like, because you have your living boat that you stay on, your liveaboard boat, and then all the dive gear and everything's on a separate boat that could as big as a lot of liveaboards I've been on by itself, by the way, and they transfer back and forth, and you take this dive boat off for the dives, and then you go live on the main boat and have dinner and sleep and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty pretty swanky, as we say in the biz.
Now, Greg, do these Explorer Venture vessels, do they have really nice pointy parts and butts?
The pointy part, yeah, the front of the boat is impressive.
See, we've got sharp out,
and some of them pointed. They're pretty wide, you know, buttocks on the, you know, the backside of the vessels, so you have plenty of space to stretch out and enjoy. Yeah,
he doesn't learn a thing from the prior show.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking.
That's
about.
That's what there. I learned. That's what Greg taught me.
Yeah,
yeah.
On our World of Boating show, that's true.
Boats have the front is the pointy part, and the back is called the butt, according to Greg.
Well, and technically that is correct, and you're welcome, Jerry Beatty.
World of pointy parts.
So what about other than the Red Sea? Where are you heading off? I mean, well, not the Red Sea. I mean the Maldives. Where are you? What do you else you got planned for 2020? You just now right putting now, your list together?
I'm just putting it together, yeah.
All right.
And I've got some ideas of where I'm going to go, and I'm going to run around the Caribbean a little bit. I think first place I'm going to do is Bonaire, Curacao, after we get back.
Okay.
And it'll fall into place, much like 19. I wasn't expecting to go to Grenada and Carriacou with you like we did either.
Right.
So.
Well, you were just there for part of the adventure, just the Carriacou.
Unfortunately, yeah.
The mud covering.
Didn't miss that.
Yes. So, which was the best part, according to CJ.
Shut up.
When you get to lather himself up with mud. That was your highlight from 2019, right? That was your best dive ever?
You know, two of the dives were on that trip that I'm thinking about, but the mud part was not a highlight.
Oh, you are a liar. You are very
that
happy.
That was nasty.
Mermaid Kristen would have fit well with that crew that we had.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wish I could have gone.
Yeah. You saw the pictures of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad all covered in mud.
Crab.
Black.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I sure did. It looked like something.
And you were like, I want to be there, right? That's what you were thinking, Kristen?
I mean, of course I'd rather be there than in Virginia.
Well, duh.
Hey. Come on.
That's where Jerry lives.
Virginia's for lovers. Come on.
Greg, you just got a little southern there. What happened?
I'm just trying to relate.
That's where Jerry lives.
Yeah, but
lives up there. You know,
but we got
on her defense. On her defense, she does live close to D.C.
Okay, all right. So that makes it worse, I believe.
Oh, that makes it really bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it makes
well,
it bad.
Well, regarding, you're always welcome, Kristen. So, and the fact that you would like, see, you would have loved that. And CJ still to this day seems to have an issue with being covered with mud. And
I can't get into it now, but the whole part of, about that, how that whole thing started with Greg talking us into that and then staying way back, like he's not coming trudging through the woods there.
Come on, I did. I did it.
And Mermaid Milena actually shot video of that.
Right.
So I can prove what a coward
I was
you
just,
are.
No, it was not. I was just trying to make sure the squad.
You make us go first. And
no,
then when it starts getting a little iffy, you're like just standing back there.
I didn't want to bogart all the mud
and slather
all over your body.
Yeah, you were the last one there.
I had done it before. I'm all about sharing the love.
Yeah, right.
The joy of things you can do on your surfer's interval. And care. Oh, we have so many highlights.
Nobody's buying it.
More to share next. Stay close.
Scuba Media.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
New Year's Eve still feels like the one night where anything is possible.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let's raise a glass. Cheers to you, dear. I'm so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy New Year to you a couple days early. But we're kind of celebrating accordingly or starting the New Year's Eve festivities now, as divers sometimes do. Might as well, right? Get a little head start on the fun there, CJ. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He's so excited. Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad. It includes Walt DeMartini, Jared the Diver Guy, Barry's a booger, like in lobsters. Did you have a lobster for Christmas dinner or a Hanukkah dinner there, Barry? Or will you do it for New Year's Eve?
I didn't have a lobster, and my plan is to get my back repaired. so that I can go lobster hunting.
Okay, way to bring us down. All right.
I'm not bringing you down.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, he is. He's going in for a little minor, back thing. He's having a back issue.
Maybe if Awkward Man would rub his back.
Oh, jeez. Jesus. Really?
At least I didn't get a mud bath by anyone.
Captain Walt DeMartini probably has fresh Florida lobster for his New Year's Eve dinner. Is that the plan there, Captain Walt?
I'm going over to Joe and Cherry's yacht for New Year's Eve.
They're dropping like flies, those festivities. It's that again. Damn song.
What do you mean? What's
you've run everybody off.
Who? I didn't run anybody.
You ran Beatty off. You ran Walt off.
You got to quit listening to those voices in your head because obviously you can't. They're distracting you from reality, Jerry.
The cracking is starting to rapid.
Obviously,
right now.
It's affecting his hearing. He probably has bone spurs in his ears.
Bone spurs in his ears.
That would be surfer's ear, Greg.
Yeah.
Surfer's ear.
I did get that checked out. Did I tell you guys that?
You told us you had it, but.
Yeah.
We started talking about penis fish.
So. Oh, be quiet. The ear, nose, and throat doctor said that I have perfectly good hearing for someone my age.
But what about the bone in your ear?
And they said that, it's no big thing. Don't worry about it. We think it's caused by cold water diving or surfing and that kind of thing. But we don't really know. But yeah, your bone spurs, you got them in both ears, not just the left one. But so you're kind of like a Vulcan kind of, skull kind of thing going on there. But she said, you're fine.
The doctor also said they were caused by god-awful bumper music on your radio show.
No, that's... That's inaccurate.
I still think I have an ear chisel. I could take care of it in 5 seconds.
I was kind of worried because that come up with all the times that the penis fish was washing up on the shore.
And well, it did.
That one of them lodged in his ear or something.
No. Ooh, yeah. The whole thing. Be. By the way, that story, kind of came and went. You know what I mean?
We're not going near that either.
Okay, sorry. Leave that alone. And just move on to Mermaid Kristen. Because she doesn't know it.
She doesn't want to lead in like that, Greg.
Well, I mean, she had some highlights from 2019 that I know she would like to share with the world, or at least share her love of diving and get it out there. And I would assume right at the top of the list is Dominica. Am I right there, Kristen? Are you with me on this or what?
Yep. So Dominica is going to be my scuba highlight. Our scuba radio highlight of the year, and also just my overall highlight of the year because of funny things that happened. To be honest, my favorite memory.
What was that? Hold on. Jerry just sounded like he let a pig into the room. What the hell happened?
I'm going to let that pass right there.
What?
I witnessed the flip flop incident.
The flip flop incident of 2019 was a highlight for many folks of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad or just our team.
The damn thing sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. Nobody's returned it.
We'll find it when we go back.
I hope not.
Walmart has plenty more of those.
Please tell me you got a new pair of flip flops for Christmas there, Jerry.
Yes, I got a new pair of flip flops. Wait, no. I need somebody to send me new flip-flops.
What? You didn't get a pair for Christmas?
No.
Really? I figured you'd get a new pair. We could take them to Dominica here in 2020.
I bought a new pair.
You bought a new pair?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Nobody would send me anything. Well, all my scuba radio fans let me down.
That's what happens when you're naughty.
Jerry, get the kind that are like the hiking kind to where they actually strap to your feet. That way you can't lose it.
That's what I need.
or maybe like a leash, like a surfboard leash. Wrap it around your ankle in case you lose it. You could drag it behind you.
I say.
Or you could staple them to your foot.
How about some of that flex tape glue?
There you go.
Just stick it to the bottom of your feet, and then when you fall off the dock because you're too drunk.
I do blame this on Kaboulies.
You could blame, but we know better. It was.
I honestly do wish you guys could have seen Jerry's face walking soaking wet towards us.
I look like a drowned rat.
Yeah. Pretty much how he looks right now in the closed caption video that we have that fortunately you can't see on Facebook Live.
Could be the lighting.
No. I think he's dripping wet, and he looks like kind of a ratty kind of thing. But that's
look
just
like crap. I look crap, drunk.
Right? He's dressed for the occasion, I guess. For our
New Year's enough about broadcast. Me. Let's go back to the beautiful Kristen.
Okay, we will. We got an entire hour of Scuba Radio on deck, and we're going to dive a little deeper with Mermaid Kristen and some of her highlights from 2019 diving wise, and maybe what she looks forward to in 2020. And then it applies to CJ, Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini, or Julio, which very well could be an hour or two making an appearance. And yours truly. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.